From NPR News, it's Day to Day. As new smoking bans go into effect around the country, tobacco users have had at least one oasis: casinos. New Jersey lawmakers even provided an exemption for gambling halls when they passed their statewide ban early this year. But now, Atlantic City is considering clearing out the air. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
Walking into an Atlantic City casino, the smoke sticks to you like a pasty on a showgirl. The hazy air, the low ceilings, the din of the slot machines, it's all part of the sleazy ambiance. Ali Ahmed lights up a Marlboro after losing a few hands of blackjack.
Nice. You gotta smoke sometime. You know, it's too much stress when you're gambling.
Even as an anti-smoking political wave swept over the state last year, no one was able to separate the gambler from his smokes. The casinos in Atlantic City bring in $5 billion of business a year, and politicians were willing to let them do whatever they wanted. That is, until Atlantic City elected Bruce Ward to the council. He's a healthcare lawyer, and unfortunately for the casinos...
I was a former smoker in high school. I thought it was cool, but I quit smoking maybe 40 years ago.
And Ward found a loophole that allowed the city to do what the state wouldn't: ban smoking in casinos. Regina Carlson is with the New Jersey Group Against Smoking Pollution.
This is big. The casinos are like the last gasp, really. We've got here in New Jersey and in much of the world restaurants, workplaces, public places, bars. But the idea that the casinos have been putting out is you can't do it here. Well, now we've proven you can, that it's going to reverberate around the nation and around the world.
Over the last few months, the council has been bombarded with studies about the air quality in the casinos. It's bad. And from the casinos, the effect on their bottom line, also bad. At Atlantic City Council meetings, dealers like Jennifer Gillerman and Anthony Serafino have shared stories from the last workplace in New Jersey still filled with smoke.
Strangely enough, I have to wait for a player to win a bet. Then I ask him really nicely and gently, "Excuse me, can you just hold that down?" But for some strange reason, that stream of smoke comes right back in our faces.
I realize that most of us in this room, our livelihoods depend on the casinos and the money that they generate. But if we're not here to enjoy the cash, it's not doing us any good.
But Joseph Corbo, head of the Casino Association of New Jersey, told the council that if the players go elsewhere, nobody benefits.
It's a competitive issue because we have the emerging jurisdictions of Pennsylvania and New York. They permit smoking on their casino floor.
The Atlantic City Council is scheduled to vote tomorrow on the ban. And if it's passed, it could go into effect in 20 days. Not enough time, the casinos say, to create special smoking patios or even to educate their customers. At the Trump Casino, in the slot room, Gabe Doretta is a pro at balancing a cigarette in one hand and pulling the lever with the other. I can't interview him inside, so I follow him through the table games, down the escalator, past the restaurants and bars, and out to the boardwalk. Everything about a casino is designed to keep people inside and gambling.
The casinos are going to lose money. You'll have more people hanging out outside than you will sitting at the machines or at the tables.
And it just occurred to me, it's not as easy to go outside as it is at a restaurant. You got to go like two blocks to get outside one of these casinos.
Yes, you do. Maybe a lot of people stay away.
But as much as Doretta grumbles about a smoking ban, he says that he'll still show up in Atlantic City and take his cigarette outside if he has to. Being a smoker in the 21st century, you learn to accept the hand you're dealt. Robert Smith, NPR News.